Good morning. Thank you for joining me in this morning meditation. My name is Father Boniface. I am a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Arch Abbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. As we come to the beginning of this day, we take the Church's Prayer from Monday of the third week of Easter to guide us. Let us first pause for a few moments in silence and recollect ourselves, placing ourselves in God's loving presence and asking simply for His help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did, for through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. We speak of putting off our old self with all its ways, so that we may live as Christ did, because the fact is, Christ lived differently. He inaugurated a new culture. He inaugurated a new way of thinking. He inaugurated a new reality. Christ lived differently. And so in order to live like him, in order to think like him, in order to act like him, in order to feel as he felt, we have to take on a new way. And that means we have to take off the old way. There must be a substitute, a new for an old. As we come to the beginning of this day, we want to start then by asking for a new perspective. Help me to see as you see, Lord. Help me to see reality as you see it. Help me to see where your grace is at work. Help me to see where your love is a light in the darkness of our world. Maybe we have approached this pandemic in a very negative way, maybe a very suspicious way. It's very easy as we try to defend ourselves and we try to make sense out of things to take on a variety of different perspectives. But what if we just ask the Lord, help me to see it your way. Help me to see what you are doing. Help me to see how you see this pandemic, this quarantine, and this painful time of struggle. Help me to see it how you see it, at least a little bit. Give me some of the insight that you have. Perhaps we will see the healing that he's doing. Perhaps we will see the evil that he's exposing. Perhaps we will see the new ways of approaching him that we are learning. Perhaps we will see the growth and longing that he is cultivating in us. Perhaps we will get a glimpse of what that reunion will be like when we come back together with him, when the quarantines are lifted, when life can become relatively normal again. Maybe we will see the way that the earth is healing, or the social structures, the economy is changing. So many different little things. No one of them is the whole picture. There are many bad ones as well, but we believe that God works all things to the good. We worship a God who is always greater. And so let us place our trust in him as we enter into this day. And let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did, for through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.